And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When last we left Mark, he had finally found Colin Powell, but that only revealed a greater mystery, a tape of George Bush and Dick Cheney apparently discussing some sort of agreement with Osama bin Laden. Perhaps for Osama to stay out of sight so Bush could scare the public.
I don't get it, Powell. You've got the tape. Why not tell the world? This makes less sense than Bush picking John Bolton for UN ambassador.
It's not a smoking gun, Mark. They never actually mentioned bin Laden by name.
Damn. We need an irrefutable document.
I have one right here.
Agent Henriette Mantel, the woman who told me about the shadow government. What are you doing here? Hold it. Stop. Come on, fellas. This plot twist is too contrived. Look, Henriette disappeared like 4 episodes ago, and now we're spinning this into some half-baked theory connecting Bush to bin Laden, then Henriette just happens to turn up at the exact right house with the exact right document. I mean, come on.
I happen to live next door?
Nah. Forget it. Go disappear again, then turn up somewhere more believable.
Okay. Don't pitch a fit. Jeez.
Sorry about that, Mr. and Mrs. Powell. Thanks for your hospitality, but I've got a mystery to solve. I headed out the door and hailed a cab.
Taxi!
The president may have had a connection to bin Laden, but I needed an irrefutable document.
I have one right here.
Agent Henriette Mantel, the woman who told me about the shadow government. What are you doing here?
I've been following you in this cab for the last 4 episodes.
Yeah, all right. We'll go with that. Give me the document. It's a letter typed by Osama bin Laden to President Bush.
Dear Great Satan, how are you?
I am fine.
Terrorist camp is fun, but this is my 4th year living in a cave. Now that you've gotten re-elected, could I please turn myself in and take off this outfit and stop talking in this accent and retire from the Secret Service and go back to being plain old Stanley Pittman of Cedar Rapids, Michigan? I am looking forward to that condo you promised me. Your close friend and secret confederate, Osama bin Laden.
I knew it. I'll bet the entire September 11th attack was set up by Bush in cahoots with the Project for the New American Century. It's all a plot to drive America to conquer the Middle East.
Sure, but how will you get people to see it?
There's only one journalist gutsy enough to publish this memo. Driver, take us to New York City.
Wouldn't a plane make more sense?
Who's running this case? We're dropping in on Wayne Gilman.
You mean News Daddy?
Okay, Mark. I'm hip to what you're laying down. I can get this in the paper in the next 2 days.
That's great, News Daddy. If you need any help, I sent a copy to Blanche, my assistant / secretary / taxidermist / hod carrier /
What's that noise?
Well, Mary.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It looks like we meet again.
Alberto Gonzalez and the evil clone of Ronald Reagan.
Will, I really want to kill him, Alberto. Today, you get your wish, evil clone of Ronald Reagan. Marin, you're going to die!
Will Mark survive the attack of the Ronald Reagan clone? Can News Daddy drop his hip lingo long enough to write an entire article? And why did Mark pitch a fit about one contrived plot twist? Alberto Gonzalez just showed up out of nowhere, and Mark had no problem with that. Find out next time when we hear News Daddy say...
Nobody's icing anyone, not while News Daddy's in the house.
This is none of your business, stranger. Just who do you think you are?
I'm Wayne Gilman.
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And tune in later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of You Bet Your Life with Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. We're going to bring on a contestant. If he says the secret word, he wins $100.
That's right, Mark. So let's get started. The secret word is Riley Guy 4. That's Riley Guy 4. Yes,
wait a minute. That's my AOL password. You're the one who broke into my account and sent obscene emails in my name.
That's Riley Guy 4. Say the secret word.
I'll kill you.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.